Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 4 cents, March wheat up 4¾ cents, and January beans up 16¾ cents. Obviously, a positive reaction to the announcement by President Trump and President Xi that there'll be no more additional tariffs, at least for 90 days. And that President Xi has made the comment that he's looking to import a lot more U.S. agricultural and energy products. So that was a good sign by the market. Now, I don't see anything cast in stone. Didn't say they were going to buy soybeans, but the hope is that soybeans will be on the roster there. But a little bit friendly to the corn and ethanol as well. So, you know, hopefully we can get the funds to cover some of their short positions in here. We did settle the beans at 7.45, about 12 cents off their highs. Wheat about 8-9 off their highs. Corn about 3 off their highs. So it didn't act quite as good. We kind of made all the big push in the first 5 or 10 minutes last night, and then we kind of drifted off of that. We'll see if the funds want to come in today. The funds are short about 75, 80,000 contracts of bean oil, short about 40,000 contracts of beans. Short a little bit of corn, short a fair amount of wheat. So we'll see if they want to cover some of these positions here this morning. Again, you know, this wasn't anything ironclad, but it's a step in the right direction. Stock market certainly liked it. It's up 454 points in the Dow futures before we opened the Dow Jones. So that's all positive. Crude oil's up 222 a barrel. So I think, you know, we should be higher here today. And hopefully the funds will come in and cover some short positions. We did sell, I think it was about 140,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. I don't think that had anything to do with the Chinese announcements. If China does buy a lot of beans, I think you'll see the numbers 300, 400, 500 million. You know, it'll be a big number. And that could be a little bit of a game changer, when and if it happens. So overall, I think the tone is going to be friendly here. I don't see the market being so high as that it'll be kind of a knee-jerk reaction where buy the rumor, sell the fact. I think with the funds short and beans only up 16 cents, I think there's some more room on the upside out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.